USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The House is expected to vote this week on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit. Announced over the weekend by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the deal must pass both the House and Senate before reaching Biden's desk for a signature. The president said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. Some Democrats aren't thrilled about the McCarthy-Biden agreement.
Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut said on Fox News Sunday that none of the things in the bill are Democratic priorities.
We capped insulin at $35 for seniors. We did drug price controls. We passed the biggest infrastructure investment in our country ever. We addressed climate change. Those are our priorities.
He did say, however, the bill might still be small enough that it will get enough Democratic support to pass. I'm John Schaefer.
An apartment complex in Iowa partially collapsed yesterday afternoon with residents inside. Davenport Fire Chief Michael Carlston says 8 people were rescued from the rubble. At least 12 others made it out on their own. Officials added no deaths have been confirmed and there isn't any credible information about missing persons. State Farm says it will no longer insure property sales in California. Janet Ruiz of the Insurance Information Institute says the company blames the decision on increased wildfire risk and the explosive expense in construction.
With the 5 years of intense wildfires and losses, and we pretty much lost all our underwriting profit that we had from the last 20 years.
Bottom line, State Farm says it's just too expensive to operate in the state. Markets are closed today in observance of Memorial Day. Friday saw stocks post solid gains ahead of the long weekend. In the week ahead, investors will be keeping an eye out for data on consumer confidence coming out tomorrow. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A South Carolina judge is temporarily blocking the state's new 6-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. A circuit court judge put the new law on temporary hold until the state Supreme Court could determine if it's constitutional. For the first time since its establishment 105 years ago, the name of Fort Bragg will officially be changed later this week. The action follows the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act in 2021, which mandates the names of 10 Army bases named after prominent Confederate military leaders be changed. Several ceremonies are planned to commemorate the change of the name of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty. The feds want some of Jen Shah's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City's earnings to pay her fraud victims.
What I've done for the last 20 years is direct response marketing. I make millions.
But the feds called it a scam. Manhattan federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sign off on an order to garnish some of the alum's earnings from the Bravo reality show. They claim she and her co-defendants haven't paid any of the $6.7 million in restitution.
That's Michael Kastner reporting. Ice Spice now holds the record for the biggest streaming debut for a female rapper in Spotify history. A remix of Taylor Swift's Karma featuring the Bronx native earned more than 5 million streams in one day when it dropped this past Friday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.